Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 10 of After Hours, the official Open Sign Productions podcast. Yay!
Yeah!
There is a little bit less enthusiasm because this is the second time we've done an episode 10.
Oh, God.
And I still don't have the horse. This is not a celebration.
Damn it. Oh, God.
But we're still going to power through it. We're going to be talking about some Stray stuff tonight because we're kind of getting back into some pickup shots this winter since we've actually gotten some snow here in Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
It's not going to be sticking around for too long.
So does anyone else notice that we didn't introduce ourselves?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Wow, wait. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a long intro.
Huh? No, I just wasn't used to the long intro. It kind of threw me off. Anyway, I'm Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Andrew Reyna.
Ryan Webbeking.
Cam Clark.
Finally, you motherfucker. You
I really
say
thought
your real
you were
going to
Chuck Mullion.
I wanted to say Chuck Mullion. But
you knew I was going to correct
inside,
you.
I really am Chuck Nolan.
No, I'm just in another place.
I am a Chuck Nolan trapped in an Andrew.
I'm focused on watching the
Chuck
make sure
Nolan will make an appearance later.
We are back. Well, I guess you wouldn't know because we recorded that episode here
in
and it's
HD.
Gone.
HD.
Yeah.
No, we're in Technicolor.
Oh my God.
We have a cat. We're recording at my place tonight as opposed to Ryan's basement, which has happened before, but, you know.
Also my living room.
Lost episodes. So
the
this
lost
this
episodes.
Yeah,
and
that's
they
fucked
never
up.
Be found again.
Well, unless somehow no, nope, it's already sent back to Verizon.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah, dude,
I hope
that,
somebody listened to that.
The episode 11, which was recorded here, it was a fucking weird episode, and it probably wouldn't have played that well. So
no.
I guess we can kind of count that as a win.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I would have been able to listen to it, though. Anyway, we have a cat here, and we're watching it for a friend, and she's just a crazy little shit. So she, though on episode 11, she happened to be jumping on every single one of us and clawing into our legs.
Yeah, she just jumped around each of us all around the table.
So as a warning.
Underneath the table.
She can fuck herself.
Like a fucking spider monkey.
I've realized that like the past couple episodes have had like their hiccups and difficulty. Like we've had difficulty with some of these recordings.
Nah, man. Episode 10 was awesome.
No, but then like that all that shit happened where it was gone. And now like I'm still pretty excited that we get to experience this episode 10 again. Because, like,
yeah,
we never, like, posted
maybe,
that episode.
Maybe it'll
so,
be
like,
better.
Like, maybe this one will
maybe.
Be cooler.
It's After Hours 10-2.
10-2.
This time we get little outfits to wear during battle.
10-2.
To Nell.
That was a Final Fantasy
joke. Yeah, I was
going to
say, Nate just made a Final Fantasy reference.
Relevance.
But,
Jesus.
So, like,
kind of leads into. You guys got something going on
coming
up here soon.
I don't know how much we should talk about. We can't talk a whole lot about it, but we've got something really. We have decided to do Let's Play style filming. No, we're not going to go into too much detail what it is, but myself. Christian,
I mean, anybody who's seen a Let's Play or anything on YouTube, I mean, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're not going to, I mean. It should, I mean, judging, or based on when this episode comes out, it might be within, like, a couple weeks.
So, if you guys are interested, please, like, we'll have more information.
Yeah, keep an eye on the horror.
Being that we are a horror channel, it's primarily going to be horror games, like survival horror. Myself, personally, I'm going to play a couple of those RPG Maker indie games, like Witch's House and Yume Nikki and all that shit.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
That's a pregnant silence you got there, Cam.
I'm pretty excited about it. That's going to be happening soon. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to this first episode. Like,
I'm not really
talking
into
about
the
it.
Whole Let's Play thing, but hearing you guys talk about it, it sounds cool. So,
like, Andrew...
I mean, it's
I
worth a shot.
I think it'll
bring positive feedback to the
like,
to
I remember the
channel.
Four of us coming...
It's not like I'm not into it. If I...
Yeah.
Actually, watch some of yours or whatever. I would definitely check them out.
I remember when we were forming, it was like me, Nash, Andrew, and Nate.
That other motherfucker.
And, what's
I mean, that fuck guy that name? Guy.
I mean, we're just,
you know.
We're just, you know.
Steven?
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 Stevie?
It might have been Stewart.
Yeah. That was back when we first started kind of like hanging out.
Yeah.
We're like, not going to was make a habit of doing that.
But, what's yeah wrong, Steven?
I
stop it.
I really wanted to do it, and I'm glad that we're actually, we have everything we need now. We have the means to do it. So we're going to do it.
It's going to cool be fucking fun.
I can be very convincing with that kind of thing when I'm in a different state of mind.
Yeah, like, I think that this is going to be nuts. Like, I mean, even doing these podcasts have been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, then I mean, the fact shit, that we have people that listen to it.
Yeah, man, like, weird. It's
all
awesome
over the world, too.
Yeah, it's awesome, that's the weirdest and part. It seems like there's regular people, too, which is the cool part. It seems like, because I've seen in the stats, it's a growing number in different places like Seattle or
nice.
LA.
Which is fucking awesome.
Anybody that listens to us, please spread the word.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, man.
About OSP.
Tell your friends.
About Horror Hive.
Free blowjobs.
I mean, we got a few hits in fucking like India, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
Crazy as shit.
Yeah, man. Just
didn't
like
we,
in random places. It was
didn't
pretty
we have
fucking cool.
Like one person in Paris or Germany.
Yep.
That
Paris.
To us. Yeah. Jean-Pierre.
Je m'appelle Monsieur Fromage.
Oh. I like that guy. I don't even know that guy, but I named him Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jean-Pierre.
You just kind of picked a stereotypical fucking
pretty much, yeah. Well, yeah.
French guy's name, but
well, hey, but it's okay because everybody loves Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre.
About,
they're like, he actually finds these very offensive.
Jean-Pierre.
It's like the Calvin Klein of podcasts.
How about Sancho?
Sancho.
Sancho. I am Sancho.
What all the fucking Mexican guys at work say?
I sell cilantro.
I am Sancho.
I am Sancho. I sell cilantro.
Dude,
are you
I'm
Sancho? No,
I'm
not Sancho.
Hey, is that Sancho?
No, but like, can you imagine how cool it'll be like if we get real big with these Let's Plays and shit?
Yeah.
Because then that's like us watching those views go up.
Right.
And, you know.
Dude, what if we get to hang out with people?
Oh my god.
Like the Polaris guys. Oh my god, I would shit my pants.
I know.
I'd like to hang out with Markiplier and John Tran.
We get to go to conventions.
I'm aware Dodger has a boyfriend. I would still want to kiss her a lot.
Uh oh, you're that Dodger. Watch out.
Great.
Watch out.
Nate, you're kicked out.
I highly doubt she's listening to our shitty shit.
That'd be cool.
Hey.
But Dodger, you're awesome.
This is my baby,
you
fucking.
Dude, it would just be crazy. Like, because then, like, they invite you to conventions and shit.
That'd be amazing.
And it's like, it's just four dudes, like, playing video games.
Can you imagine?
Stupid. That's funny. That's awesome.
It's like everything that everybody ever said would be totally worthless. You're never going to make any money doing this. Yeah, never going to do anything.
It's just like the biggest, yeah. Oh, hey, everyone, remember when you had doubt?
Remember when you, when you were like, oh, you just play video games all day? Well, fuck you.
I'm a somebody.
I get into fucking Comic-Con for free,
bitch.
I get to see half naked.
They asked me to be there.
I get to see half naked ladies. I get a booth. I'm selling merch.
That's fucking brilliant. Yeah.
You're working in an office job halfway from killing yourself. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right, like, fuck you.
You know, I mean, every filmmaker.
Got wow, I got weird there for a minute.
Every filmmaker's
awesome.
Got like those
yeah.
particular dreams, and my particular
Nate,
dream
off the table.
Is to I want to win an Oscar. That's what I want. That's what I'm working for, and so. The whole time I was in high school, I had a lot of friends who thought I was stupid for doing this and like not making a different decision with my life. And when I win my Oscar, because I will, because it's my destiny, I'm going to go back to the school, to Southside, to like a reunion, and I'm not going to wear any pants.
Ha!
And when people ask me why, I'm going to pull up in a limo, and I'm not going to wear pants.
I wonder how many plus ones you can get, because if I go to mine's the year before yours, I'm going to take you as my plus.
Yeah.
Like, honey, if I'm married, honey. I'm sorry, but this is something that Cam has to go twice.
I promised this before I met you.
So, like, no. I'm getting to the best part of this.
This is gonna sound weird.
When I go in there,
I made a promise to a man.
So, oh, right. It doesn't involve intercourse. He just has to have his pants off.
So, like, I'm gonna walk in, and the top will be full tux. Like, I'm talking white, black, a fucking penguin suit. And I'm gonna walk inside. I'm gonna have dress shoes on, with socks, and a bow tie with a tail. I'm gonna have a tail.
I have to be your plus one.
Yes. And when I get, I'm gonna get my ticket. All right, I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna talk to all my old friends, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, I've got a child, and you know my husband works in realty, or oh, I'm working for this car dealership." And
I'm really high up at Kohl's.
A wife and like three. I'm really high up at Kohl's, stuff like that.
I do a lot of crack cocaine.
So Cam, why aren't you wearing pants?
And I'm gonna look at my coworkers in the back,
and I'm gonna say,
"For scratch,
because I reached my life dream." Therefore, I don't have to do a fucking thing any of you say. And then I'm going to get drunk, jerk off, and pass out on the dance floor. Okay.
In addition to the cane, a monocle.
Yes. I must have a monocle. Like, I will look like the half-naked Mr. Peanut.
Oh, my God.
When we do make it somewhere, I feel bad for... The rest of
that picked up.
Yeah. I'll fix it. I'll take it out.
I know.
Some weird shit's gonna happen.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna get kicked out of every mall.
I'm gonna buy a Komodo dragon. As a
His name's Henry.
I'm sorry, you wanna break into my house? I just here's my fucking Komodo dragon.
Oh, you have a gun?
Holy
I have
shit.
A dragon.
Dude, those things are scary.
In all seriousness, though, it's probably going to spit acid in your eyes and you're going to be fucked.
Because then you can't fucking see. And I'm not really going to stop it.
I'm going to have pet piranha.
Yeah, have multiples, dude. Pit. Yeah.
I'm like going to have
a fucking James Bond villain.
I'm going to have two male lions and call them the Ghost in the Darkness.
Nice. I'm going to have a pet washed up celebrity.
Oh, well.
We're going to have to cut this out.
Hey, so while we're talking about stuff we might potentially have to cut out.
Second Lindsay Lohan.
I'm going to take this opportunity to do some celebrity call-outs. Nick Cannon, you're not funny. you're famous for being famous.
Kim Kardashian, you know. Not going to say anything, you know.
Oh my God damn it, this is the second time.
So... What else is going on? Like, let's get back on track.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Oh, man, that was pretty fun, though.
Oh, we got that audition. We got the big audition days tomorrow.
Yeah. It's tomorrow.
And holy shit.
If you're listening to this, too fucking late.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, you missed out, but we'll probably do it again. I'm sure we will.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it
probably again. Like a quarterly thing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like, just kind of build some things.
Doesn't really take much to really get a hold of us either. Just hit us up on Facebook.
Find the Facebook page.
Live journal.
Yeah. You can check out my Zanga.
Check out my Tumblr.
Yeah. Add me on Google Plus.
Hit me up on Friendster.
AOL okay. Username. Oh,
but like it's
MySpace.
Hit me up on MySpace.
Get me on what is
AM
it?
AM me. I am me on AIM.
Fuck it. Anyway. You'll find me on 4chan.
You got that
cool.
Going on, and
that's gonna be kind
of back under Stray.
Yeah, we're getting back on film and Stray stuff.
That's like the biggest thing.
We're going to talk about Stray and then fucking divulge into other weird shit.
Like, that's going to be really long. Not long.
Not really.
This has been a really long movie.
I have to shave and you can go fuck yourself.
It's not near as bad as...
You have to shave for Sunday?
Yeah, I got... I have... Got... For those of you who aren't listening, who are listening, a little drunk, I have a full beard and it's fucking majestic. But my character in The Stray has sideburns, and I have to shave off the beard part and just have sideburns. I'm pretty disappointed about that.
What the fuck's a cat doing?
Hey, I just had a monologue, but fuck you, there's a cat.
Do you see that? Oh my god. Man, I'm sorry. The cat was just...
Just looking at something over there.
My lamentation over facial hair doesn't add up to shit against a cat.
God damn.
Fuck you, cat, with your little bell. No. Don't you sniff my finger. You can go fuck yourself. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah.
Alright,
yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, back on Stray, back on Stray.
Back on Stray.
We
leave that in.
Ryan and I have watched the footage numerous times. And we've picked out what we're going to shoot and everything. Good. Yeah, it looks great. It looks so fucking good. And we're really excited for it to be complete. I'm really excited for it to
me too. I want to see some of this fucking edited footage.
It's just, yeah.
We got to see, but god damn it.
We also got to see what was missing, and that's what we're working on right now.
Yeah, and it's...
pick up shots.
It's really not as much as I thought it was going to be.
It's not too bad.
No,
we just... what we got to do on Sunday is kind of a...
big day.
Longer scene that
yeah.
we have already done before.
But this time we're going to do
it. It's going to be even better.
Yeah. Give it a little more substance this time around. And I think that...
That kind of thing happens with independent film.
Yeah, you
all
do...
all the time.
A lot of reshoots. Like,
first movie I worked on, I mean, the whole movie almost got rewritten. And we almost shot the whole movie twice. Pretty damn close.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was nuts.
The, yeah, dude, like, good. What was that was...
Beast of Nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. That movie's awesome. I really...
It is. Res Effects... it turned out good. It was like,
yeah.
There was like four or five different cuts of it.
We've been working... we've been kind of out of it for a while, but this past weekend... this was this past weekend, right? We shot with Res Effects.
Yeah, last
week. They're coming short, American's Gumbags. Just a quick drop on that one. Because don't say anything. They don't want us to really...
I have no idea what it's about.
Yeah.
At all. I saw was
Cameron
impressive.
Ryan podcast.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Yeah.
It's definitely a... It'll be a good time.
Good effects, from what I've seen.
Yeah. Christian.
Yo.
Say words.
Yeah, talk.
Say words in your beautiful, sultry voice.
What is wrong with you? What?
what do you want from me?
You're not on screen at all this time around. So
no.
You're on crew.
For what? Stray?
Yeah.
I'm fucking ready to do something.
Yeah, right? It's going to be cold.
I felt useless. I felt really crabby about not filming anything the last
time. I know, that has definitely been a problem.
That's my fucking de-stressing period, and I haven't had it. And so I've been very, very irritable lately. Like, I've just been ready to shoot something.
I kind of have a feeling that it's going to go really well, too.
Like, I've had, like, those fucking...
every time it's been a while,
those phobias were a lot of fun. It kept the time going, you know, like waiting to see a finished product. And now it's just like this month, I'm just kind of like pacing back and forth. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, the
when's my phobia?
Everybody wanted a break really bad.
Yeah. Now.
I didn't.
It didn't take
one. I didn't really want one. I was like, cool, doing whatever. But I mean,
I was fucking tired.
I was the same, dude.
That was only because...
you guys have been
doing a bit more than I have.
We got
the brunt end of most of the shit me and Cam do. So.
Yeah, dude. We got the hard part. We're just like, fuck, the whole time. Like, there were some times where, like, we've both had to walk away and go, like, get away from the group. I'm like, I gotta walk away and get with a group of people and be like, I'm getting so pissed, man. And he's like, I know, dude. We gotta chill out. It's gonna be okay. Here's my idea. And we'll hash it out real quick. And we got really good at it this past phase.
There was always something. It's always something with the weather.
That last day, everybody was fucking frustrated, man. Yeah. Everybody was frustrated.
I hated it just because I couldn't think straight.
Which day was that?
Trying not to like fucking slip and fall. And fucking die in the mud like that. Dude, like that little fucking... when we went down that little hill. Oh my fucking God. I hated that so much.
I don't remember.
That was the shit.
Okay. I went down that hill thinking... nobody's gonna follow me down this hill.
Everybody followed.
They're gonna be like, okay... I told everybody, there's another path that goes right around the side. You can go down that.
Min was, like, fucking rescuing people like it was fucking Hurricane Katrina. Oh, yeah. He's just like, come on, I've got you. Give me your arm.
Give me your hand.
Like, look at this fucking citizen.
Dude, when I finally got back, I was like, God, how far did they go back here as I'm walking?
And
I started to realize,
this motherfucker who's prone to falling tries to go down the hill. We're just like, Camp, stop. Go down the other
way. Stop doing what you're doing.
We're gonna show you the other path.
What did I end up doing? Didn't I end up, like, jumping and then sliding a little bit?
That's copywritten.
I don't know.
I don't remember how I got there. What I do remember is on the walk back, as it's pouring rain, I almost slipped into the water, and I heard Ryan behind me go, ooh, he's going to biff it.
Because you had biffed it previously that day.
Yeah, I'm like, if that I fall into this water, I'm going to be pissed.
That fucking
water. And wet. And angry. But it's going to be really fucking fun.
Just like a big fat ball of anger.
You're like, oh. Or like I'll be laughing too. Just like, oh fuck.
No, you wouldn't be laughing. You'd be like, God fucking damn it.
I don't remember if this was on one of the lost episodes or not. I told this story already. Might have been on the lost episode. But I, that day, it was pouring rain. They were doing their shooting thing. And I just kind of wandered away through the forest to the edge of the river where I found a small bank of river stones about 1 foot wide. And I stood there and I conversed with the spirit of the river. And everything was magical and peaceful.
You're weird.
It was a good day.
That's weird.
I enjoyed that shoot day.
Why did you
somebody
do this?
Somebody said mushrooms.
Who drunk acid in midstream?
I bet acid is right. Though.
I've got the button.
Nate shows up in the background, it all blurred out.
That'd be awesome. It'd be like in Lord of the Rings.
You'd just be another zombie.
Right.
Like, oh, it must be. We'll have to look for that.
It's like the one zombie that's got fucking like rational thought, and he's just staring like, "What am I doing?"
I should go to the river.
You really had nothing to do because there was nothing to. I don't know why we had that many people with us.
Didn't you have
everybody
an umbrella
wanted to
too?
Check it out? Everyone wanted to watch.
Did you have an umbrella?
It's like, why?
I didn't.
No,
I just walked
the
river
the whole time,
and I just stood there conversing. And
it gave me a stone.
It
was really odd, man.
It gave me a rock. The river handed me a stone.
Can I have some of what you're on? Because that sounds awesome.
No,
I just conversed with nature, and I was one with the goddess Gaia.
Dude,
Molly.
When we were walking back, when I was walking back there, the whole time we were walking, I'm just thinking to myself, are you fucking serious? Why the hell did Ryan lead my entire cast and crew into this fucking mud pit from hell?
Okay, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Hey, people seem to be having fun. Tom was getting in it and fucking, like, rolling around in
it. When I first went back there,
it was pretty cool.
That muddy.
I had to leave, like, right when that started. Like, right when I got down the hill.
It's just because it started raining so bad, really. That's why I got so muddy.
I was good, and then, like, when we got in the car and we were driving, I was kind of pissed. Like, this is fucking bullshit. My shoes are probably ruined.
I was kind of pissed. My shoes are ruined from
the... Oh, my God,
I haven't worn them since. I made a big mistake that day. I could have worn my nice, warm, fucking waterproof boots and shit.
I could have gotten my boots from my fucking costume. Just
I thought...
Stomp, stomp.
I remember the best part
most
of that...
Most people were... Because it was kind of warm that day, so we were all... None of us are really dressed.
The best part of that whole day was the beginning, because for that whole week I had been stressing out about it, and then we had to change the date, and we're like, all right, we'll try shooting some other shit anyway, and only like we had like 7 people, and I was pissed because Michael was the one who said it looked bad on us if we didn't.
If I remember, you said, if it doesn't rain, I'm going to punch Michael in the face.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And I'm just
kidding.
Because
it was super fucking nice.
It was fucking beautiful out.
Like,
it didn't even
we're
feel
like,
let's
start shooting all of it now.
Yeah, like, we were fucking ready to go.
Then the cameras got set up.
The cameras got set up. Ryan goes out to the woods. All of a sudden, I look up and I see the clouds coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Let's just say rain clouds filled that sky quick as fuck.
I pretty much got two or three.
Yeah.
Like, just mediocre shots.
And then, like, it started raining. And I look over at Nate.
They left down.
And Nate's like, so, probably not going to punch Michael in the face, huh? And I'm like, not a good time, Nate. Bad time to bring that up. And then Michael gets there, and I'm like, you're right. And he's like, yeah, I fucking told you. And I'm just like, I'm going to kill you. It was awful. But, you know, the footage does look good.
I mean, now
it looks fucking filthy and wet. And
yeah.
Now Michael's going to hear this, so he'll hear that.
Covered in mud.
Like, I don't know why he fucking did. I don't know why he did that. He just did it.
He just started rolling around in the mud.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in a really weird
He asked me to find state. Him good mud.
And that was right after we went down the cliff.
Tom's a man of craft.
And I look over, everybody's down, I look over and he's just on his knees, just covering himself.
He was pulling a Shawshank, dude. He's like, ah!
Having a fucking good time. Thank you.
That's the best laugh I've gotten from that joke, because nobody fucking gets it. It pisses me off. Nobody told
him to do that shit, you know? He just wanted to do it.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Because then, like, I got down there, and I'm like, you guys can go. And no one wanted to leave. Everyone was all energized about it. I was like, all right, maybe it'll let up. All right, I mean, that's your decision.
Which made it hard to shoot around people, which I ended up getting people in shots and stuff a couple times.
Yeah, we had to do a couple takes over and over again.
That sucks.
And, like, I have to scream because the raindrops are coming down harder and harder.
All right!
It's just like Jesus Christ. And then, like, we get to, like, when we're done, I'm like, good job, everybody, and we're walking back, and Ryan has to fucking walk with Gabby to keep the umbrella, so she could keep the umbrella over here for the camera.
Yeah,
that was. And then we find the easiest way to get out ever. And yeah. I'm like, why didn't we just take this on the way down?
I don't know. It was dumb.
And then everybody was like, fuck you, I'm going home.
I know what path you're talking about, and there was a small part that was like inches from the edge of the river. And I was like, Cam's going to fall on his ass and fall into the river. And I'm going to laugh, and it's going to be great. And you disappointed me.
And, like, slightly steep hill. It was just covered in mud or whatever. Tom's like, oh, dude, you're gonna fucking eat mud, dude. You're gonna fall. Asshole, no, I'm not. You're, like, holding on to, like, branches and shit and sliding down this mud hole. Fucking hill.
That was fucking ridiculous.
That was a good day.
A good day.
I enjoyed myself.
I remember after we finished that day, I was like, dude, we are fucking done for a little while. Yeah. And you were like, fuck yeah. And then now I felt so useless and bored, just like you. I felt completely pointless as a human being at the top of filming.
Yeah, it's going to be fun getting back into it.
And like, then watch, we're going to get into it a couple months. We're like, fuck.
I'm so fucking sick of this.
God, dude. Yeah. When's our next break?
Yeah, dude. I was kind of sick. I was kind of burnt out on shit there for a while because it was a nice break. I'm ready to get back into it, though.
Yeah, dude. I was totally spent.
Now I've got a lot more free time to be able to film, so it'll be cool.
It's going to be, like, this weekend I'm really fucking excited about, man. Yeah. This is, because we're starting off with some cool shit. Like, we haven't started off with super cool shit in a while. Like, we didn't really for the first phase, and then, like, the second phase, it was kind of cool. Like, it was a good, cool scene to do. But, like, this one is going to be fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, as pissed as I am that I have to shave this glorious beard of mine, I'm really happy to act again. Like, I just love stepping into another personality for a moment, and I'm so excited that I get to do that again. It's going to be fucking cool. Great.
Dude, our friendship got built from this movie, man. That's what's
right.
That's why I've built so many different friendships with this movie. Andrew.
Yeah.
Talk about you there, white buddy. And then
you say white buddy.
White buddy.
Yeah. I was gonna say white boy, but I'm like, he's not a boy. Man, I gotta say something
different.
White buddy.
It helps.
That was a good save.
That was like Like, I don't... Like, thanks, man. Like, is that racist?
See, like, I'm right on the fence. I'm good. Like, you're like, I probably shouldn't have, but it happened. So it's cool. I think it rekindled our friendship, Christian.
Yeah, because I was a fucking zombie.
Yeah, and like now it's like
we're now doing I'm this. Fucking a part of the company. It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
yeah. This is how I got into the company.
This year, this 2014 like, moved really quickly.
Yeah, before like, this movie, I was just some fucking actor, you know, doing shit. Not even really an actor. I was just a guy that showed up and did shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And now dude, I'm actually part of OpenSign, and that's I'm doing a podcast. We're doing a Let's Play. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah, this is kind of.
I get back together with Lucy.
Yeah. Gonna get back together, Lucy. Gonna start going dope again.
Andrew
just got attacked by the cat. That's why we're all laughing.
Getting mauled by pussy. Yeah. Man, I need to keep doing these podcasts.
Oh, pussy all over. Yeah.
I, dude.
Why, buddy?
It's just.
Why, buddy?
I think that's
my new band name.
I feel like that's going to be the episode.
We're doing white zombie covers, but
white, white buddy.
I think I'm going to call this white buddy.
God, man. I can't wait till we get to the point where we can meet some of our fans on this from this. And I want to hear some of the questions they ask. Like, what the fuck are you guys ever talking about? We don't know.
Do we want to talk about Horror Hound?
Oh, shit, yeah.
That booth we're doing?
Cincinnati.
We're probably going to have to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
The last thing we'll talk about is we're going to Cincinnati Horror Hound this March. It's going to be fucking bitching.
We're going to have a booth. A lot of us are going to be there.
We're going to have two booths, actually.
If you want to do a makeshift Q&A... Fuck it, let's do it. We'll do a podcast live at the booth. It's going to be awesome. You can ask us questions.
Yeah, that's
we are going to guarantee that tall order right now.
We've been talking about it, and we think it's something that's going to happen. And if you guys want to come check us out and talk to us, which would be fucking sweet, please do.
It's a good idea. I'm going to look into investing into some better microphones. We're actually recording on one right now. I'm going to look in and see about how much it might cost me for a few good microphones. And
it's
we're
not
gonna,
too expensive.
We're going to try to get a nice little setup and probably, possibly, hopefully, one at Horror Hound where we're going to kind of try to do like a live Q&A panel or people can come up and just talk.
Not officially a panel because we're just some guys at a booth.
Well, you know, not necessarily a panel, but
we're doing Q&As.
Like,
you know what? We're going to be there. We're going to have some microphones, say some shit. It's going to be cool.
Just like interact with people.
Right? If you're a fan of the podcast,
like not necessarily,
and you're going to be a Horror Hound, then check us out. It's going to be awesome.
You know, not necessarily a panel of us, but like a panel for the whole thing. Like getting individual experiences.
Just like talking to the people of Horror Hound.
Yeah. Like everybody's the star. Yeah.
Pretty much. Dude, it's going to be fun. But there'll be more information on that to come. We do need to wrap up because we need to get to fucking bed.
We got auditions in a
couple hours.
Six, 7 hours. So
we need to get some
like 7 hours. 7 hours.
7 hours. We need to get some S to the L to the EEP. So with that, I.
No.
Oh, you're sorry.
Whoa.
I just tried
step
to
back, bitch tits.
You trying to fucking usurp me, bitch?
Yeah, they gotta go.
For After Hours, episode 10, motherfucker. My name is Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
I'm Chuck Nolly.
God damn it, Andrew.
Ryan Webbeking.
Cam Clark.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Cam, don't ever do that again.